Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from the faith community at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. We invite you to subscribe to this channel to be encouraged, challenged, and strengthened in your faith. Each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary for this week and a brief devotion. I invite you to listen now to a reading from Luke chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Would any of you say to your servant who had just come in from the field after plowing or tending sheep, 'Come, sit down for dinner'? Wouldn't you say instead, 'Fix my dinner, put on the clothes of a table servant, and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you can eat and drink.' You won't thank the servant because the servant did what you asked, will you? In the same way, when you have done everything required of you, you should say, 'We servants deserve no special praise. We have only done our duty.'" Again, that was from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Now for a reflection on this passage written by Wessel Bentley, professor at the University of South Africa and ordained minister in the Methodist Church of South Africa. Wessel writes, "The disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith, in the same way we might ask a doctor for a vitamin B boost when our bodies feel run down. Did they think that more faith would make them feel stronger, more resilient, more trusting, and more able to navigate life's challenges? Or did they expect that an extra dose of faith would allow them to have more control over what they were facing? Their request seems reasonable enough. More faith would mean more power and ability to do their work. But Jesus' response shows that they have missed his point. Although their faith is outwardly small and insignificant, it is all that they need to accomplish what God calls them to do. When we encounter life's frustrations, it is tempting to think that more faith would make the troubled waters smoother. This logic leads to teachings like this: "If you have enough faith, you will be healed." Or, "If you had more faith, your finances would be sorted out." But Jesus teaches that we don't need to be given more faith. We need to act on the faith we have. To Jesus, faith is reflected in things like love, hope, compassion, responsibility, self-care, empathy, honesty, and humility. These acts of faith are what pull us through, not the over-the-counter doses of faith that the apostles requested. We need to trust God when God asks us to move forward by taking what may appear to be small and insignificant steps. That is what Jesus' kind of faith is all about. Almighty God, I hear you asking me to do small things, such as asking for advice or seeking assistance from others. Help me understand, Lord, that being open to the small things is a significant act of faith. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for the Good We Can podcast. This is Bill Onsio inviting you to join us for worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have two in-person services on Sunday morning in our church sanctuary at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. Our service is also streamed live on our YouTube channel. For more information about that, just visit our website at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend, and we hope you'll join us next time for The Good We Can.